Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today is the second Advent Sunday, and we lighted the candle of peace. May God's peace and blessings be with you and those who are online. Before we begin, let us go to God and pray. Dear Almighty God, thank you for your presence and blessings in our lives. We pray for attentive ears and hearts as we listen to you this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The annual Global Peace Index, GPI, is the world's leading measure of peacefulness. The seventh edition of the annual GPI reveals that the average level of global peacefulness deteriorated for the ninth consecutive years. With post-COVID, there are rises of civil unrest and political instability and regional and global conflicts. Well, we are bombarded with news of wars, unrest and conflicts daily in the news. Well, someone is losing heart due to the news of wars. Someone is experiencing conflict in their workplace. And a number of us are experiencing sorrow at the moment. Perhaps you are anxious and feel restless that you have not done enough this Advent. With the year coming to a close, how may you find peace in your heart during this Advent season? The topic for today is Christ brings an inner peace. We will look at 3 points. What is peace? Peace in and from Jesus, as well as the blessings of inner peace. Point one, what is peace? Well, I type peace in the Google search and it says that peace is freedom from disturbance, tranquility. Many of us are looking for freedom from disturbance and tranquility, right? Peace is a state or period in which there is no war or a war has ended. Peace is also a ceremonial handshake exchanged during a service in some churches. I also look up the Evangelical Dictionary of Theology. It states that the primary and basic idea of the biblical word peace is completeness, soundness, and wholeness. Biblical peace carries a much deeper meaning than just a mere absence of war or strife. Peace is a comprehensive sense of wholeness, completeness, and harmony that can only be experienced through a personal relationship with God. As we are aware, peace is often used as a blessing or a greeting. You know, the writer of the anti-epistles, except James and 1 John, they included peace at the beginning and at the end of their letters. Today, the greeting peace is still commonly used in the Jewish and Arabic community. Peace is also the word that used for dismissal or parting. Next slide. Does this look familiar? It's our church bulletin. In our liturgy of worship, we have this segment called the Welcome and Exchange of Peace. This is where we pass the greetings of peace, of shalom to one another. We have just done that earlier. When we say shalom to another person, we are implying completeness, safety, and well-being for that person. In the Evangelical Dictionary of Theology, peace also refers to health, prosperity, well-being, security, as well as quiet from war. Peace is a condition of freedom from strife, whether internal or external, and it is a security from outward enemies, as well as calm of heart for those trusting in God. In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, it reads, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." This all-encompassing peace is promised to those who trust in the Lord. God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him, as you trust in him. The focus of today's peace is calm of heart in trusting God. It is peace of the person whose mind is stayed on God. Of late, the number of COVID cases has increased. Many people are losing their peace and getting impatient. One young mother said she's scared that she will fall sick and can't take care of her baby. She's also worried that her baby will be infected. These concerns are very real. I would like to encourage us with a character in the New Testament. We shall take a look at Mary, and we shall try to look at the sentiments of her heart. Mary was betrothed to marry Joseph, but an angel appeared to her and announced that the Holy Spirit will come upon her. She will conceive and have a child. The child will be called Holy, the Son of God. The visit ended with Mary submitting to God's word. Her reply was, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." In Luke chapter 1, verse 49, Mary sings of her Lord, "For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Mary knew God as a God of continuous blessing. She knew that this child is the greatest blessing in her life and to the world, despite the many inconveniences and struggles that she may encounter. Mary traveled a long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It was very tiring, and the infant Jesus was about to be born. She cannot find room in any inn. She gave birth to Jesus in a manger. She cannot give to baby Jesus a comfort that most newborn infants would experience. Mary has many reasons to lose her peace, but she didn't. Luke chapter 2, verse 19 tells us that, "But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart." Mary has inner peace. She was a woman who trusted God. She did not think of these things and lose heart. She saw this thing in the light of God's will towards her. How does it look like for us when we are faced with challenges? The path to discover inner peace is not a passive journey. It is an active journey. We can set aside time to be with the Lord and engage in heartfelt reflection and prayer. We can bring our concern before Him and sit with the Lord to ponder, to have clarity of mind, and allow God's peace to dwell in our heart. For this Advent season, why don't we try to bring our concern and sit with God and experience his peace. As Mary herself felt an inner peace in her heart, the child would bring inner peace to all mankind. Point two, peace in and from Jesus. The teaching of Jesus are filled with references to peace. He often teaches about peace in our lives, and he asks us to trust God and not to be worried. Before Jesus returned to be with his Father, in John chapter 14, verse 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The entire chapter of John 14 ends with the blessings of peace from verses 27 to 31. Here, Jesus bestowed peace on his followers. The gift of peace of Jesus is given not as the world gives do I give to you. His peace is not tied to man or the world. His peace comes from him and faith in him. This peace refers to the mission of Jesus on earth to restore the peace and humanity relationship with God. Jesus comes to bring peace to mankind. His peace is for the salvation of the people. He comes to take away our sin. Jesus died on the cross to reconcile us to God. He also brings reconciliation between man and man and grant us an inner peace. John Cassian was a Christian monk and theologian. He was celebrated in both the Western and Eastern churches for his mystical writing. He said, "Christ was God in the flesh, bringing peace to humanity. God becomes a man, dwell among us and bring us peace." There was one man who longed for peace. This is Carlos. He had intense longing for peace. He was born in Havana, Cuba, in the early 1950s. There were unrest in the country due to the Fidel Castro Cuban Revolution. From young, he has experienced violence. In 1961, the government took away their family business and everything that they had. They were left with nothing. So the family fled to Mexico, taking nothing except the clothes they have on their body. Subsequently, the family moved to the United States. But life continues to be difficult for them. The parents were not making much money, and the basic food from the government was the only thing that kept them alive. His family received sponsorship from the Baptist Refugee Resettlement Ministry, and he began a new life in Santa Barbara. While studying in the university, he was confronted by the questions of life, career, family, and faith. One day, two students knock on his dorm door and ask, the next slide please. And they asked him, "Would you want to have a relationship with Christ who wants to bring you inner peace and eternal salvation?" Carlos said yes. And fast forward, Carlos progressed with good income and responsibility, but he felt a sense of unfulfillment. Eventually, Carlos worked for the North American Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, the very center that sponsored his family 30 years ago. He now travels with his pastor and he reached out to Cuba, his hometown, with the love and peace of God. Carlos said, My life has hardly been free of troubles and disappointments, but His love, kindness, and compassion have accompanied all of my steps. Carlos' circumstances is still challenging, but Carlos found inner peace in and from Christ because of the relationship he has with Jesus. He says he's eternally thankful for the people God placed in his life to bring him the peace he always desired. How does peace in and from Christ look like for you? The peace that Jesus offers does not depend on eternal circumstances, does not depend on external circumstances. Christ's peace is rooted in our relationship with the living God. This peace is in and from Jesus. Whether it is concern of our loved ones, conflict or sorrow, by placing our faith in Jesus, we can experience the blessings of the inner peace in and from Him. Lastly, the blessings of inner peace. John chapter 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." John chapter 16 verses 33 echoes the same assurance. "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In this world there are troubles, but as we follow Jesus, we can have inner peace in Him. Having the peace of Jesus does not mean that we will escape from the trouble of life. It does not mean that we will be free of hardship in life. As followers of Jesus, it is about learning how to discover peace when we are surrounded by threats. Following Jesus is about learning how to possess tranquility in our daily challenges. The peace of Christ grants us calmness of heart and freedom from anxiety amidst the struggles in life. Ambrose of Milan was a theologian and statesman who served as Bishop of Milan. He wrote, "It is the part of those who have been perfected not to be easily influenced by worldly things, or to be troubled with fear, or tormented with suspicion, or stunned with dread, or distressed with pain. Rather, as if on a shore of total safety, they ought to calm their spirit, immovable as it is in the anchorage of faith against the rising waves and tempests of the world." He said that Christ brought this support to the spirits of Christians when he brought an inner peace to the souls of those who have proved themselves, so that our heart should not be troubled or our spirit be distressed. The fruit of peace is the absence of disturbance in the heart. The peace in and from Christ enable us to stay calm with absence of disturbance in times of trouble. A lady experienced peace in the struggles she experienced. Here is Cheryl Kay. She suffered an aggressive form of pancreatic cancer in September 2020. This is an article from the Salt and Light. It says, even if a person dies of cancer, there is still a beautiful story to be told. She found peace and joy in the valley of death. Cheryl lived for 13 months after her diagnosis. In an interview with Gracia Lee from Salt and Light, Cheryl's husband, Xie Yong, said that although the family is grieving, they are encouraged by the faith of Cheryl. She said that it was the peace of God's sovereignty that sustained Cheryl through the uncertainty of her illness. Even on her deathbed, she pointed an index finger to heaven, showing her friend that she knows where she's going. Before each chemo session, she would spend 2 hours alone in her room, worshipping God, praying, singing, and crying out to God. Shortly after Cheryl was diagnosed with cancer, God gave her a vision of a red and white lighthouse. The light was shining into the raging darkness with the wave pounding on the shore. Inspired by this vision, she painted this lighthouse, and this served as a sense of calm not only to her, but also to the people around her. Despite going through all these struggles, Cheryl sees blessings all the time. She's not wallowing in self-pity, but shares that blessing with her friends and family. The peace that God gave Cheryl throughout her journey is one that her family continues to experience today. And her doctor, Dr. Chu, commented, "The whole family is at peace. They are sad, but they were at peace. This kind of peace is only God-given. This kind of peace is only God-given." How does it look like for you? We live in a fallen world. There are conflicts, illnesses, and sorrow. The wave of threats keeps pounding on us. But the peace of Christ is available to us at all times. In conclusion, today we look at what is peace. Biblical peace is a comprehensive sense of completeness, wholeness, and harmony that can only be experienced through a relationship with God. We saw how peace in and from Jesus brings reconciliation for man to God, as well as inner peace in us. The blessing of inner peace is a heart free from disturbance for those who trust in God. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Jesus came so that we can have inner peace. Jesus came to give us inner peace. Will you come to Him? Amen.